magazines. I look for you in magazines. I'm taking off my wedding ring.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome back to Deeply Unwell with your hosts. I'm not saying my real name anymore.
We don't have names anymore.
We don't have names.
We don't need to say
we don't need to have names, you guys. It's like, really getting out of hand.
If you know who we are, then congratulations. And if you don't, it's none of your business.
And if you're a fucking client that is listening to this, you're ruining your own fun.
You are. Except for that they think that's even more fun.
Well, I had a client the other day who was like, oh, because he PayPal'd me and it has my dad name on there because PayPal is transphobic and won't let me change it. And he was like,
you can't make a new PayPal?
No, I have to send in my legal name change document.
You can't just make one with a new email?
You can't just make one. No, I think they have my social security.
PayPal's that serious?
They're really serious. And they're also very gay. And so he was like, oh, so I found you from your dead name. I found your real name. I found your Instagram and I found your podcast.
It's wait,
like,
he found your dead name?
It's on my PayPal.
Oh, I've never used PayPal with a client once in my life.
Oh, I use it all the time.
Well,
especially with international clients.
You shouldn't.
But like, don't go delving because you're just going to ruin your own fun.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Like, no one wants to see a transsexual talk about.
He messaged you and said, is this, are you of the Deeply Unwell pod?
Yes.
That is a
and
violation.
I said, don't go delving. Don't listen. Like,
thou shalt not delve.
Thou shalt not delve.
No, no, no.
And whoever smelt it.
I don't even let clients use my real name after they know my real name.
No,
it's like,
I'm like, I would
Venmo
tell you
and stuff.
Unless I fall in love with them.
Yeah. Or if they are zelling you, it's like they always find out.
I got a treat for us today.
I don't want that.
Okay, well, I'm going to have some.
You can have that.
And guess what? We're going to have a really yummy dinner tonight.
Oh my God, I totally. Will they let me go in with sweatpants?
You can
that's
borrow
what I
something.
I can wear something pretty because I'm skinny and I can wear her clothes.
And she can wear her skinny best friend's clothes.
I'm 146 pounds.
I don't have blonde hair. My hair isn't yellow anymore.
Yeah, her hair is not yellow.
Yesterday I had a fucking disaster because I went to go to the salon.
How old are these oranges? This feels a little
How long have you
suspicious.
Been 17? The thing about cuties is that they're good for life.
That's not true.
No, it is. Unless there's mold,
who
they're like totally good. They're probably like a week and a half, 2 weeks old.
Yeah.
And they're fine. And they've been in the fridge.
Well, we're going to find out.
I went to go get my fucking hair done yesterday with our friend who we both really trust and who is great and has been doing hair for 20 years. But my hair was like, I wanted to go back to my natural color because before it was just like... really unspeakable.
It was so bad.
Don't say that.
It was really like starting to affect my relationship with you.
No.
No, but it really was, it really upset me, your hair for a while.
Well, it's because I had some tweaks done.
I know.
And I couldn't dye my hair for...
Listen, you were on a
since
journey.
Since last year. I've been on a journey since 1992, you guys.
Her precious follicles could not afford...
I couldn't. And also, my scars couldn't take it. And I, for a while, I was like, oh, I'm going to bleach my hair again. But then I was like, you know what? Enough of this, chasing this pipe dream. How is it?
Okay.
A little dry.
Okay. Well, that is definitely withered.
Yeah. Withered.
I've always liked your natural hair best.
So I was like, I'm going to go back to my natural hair color, which is not this, but the top part is pretty
really
similar.
Them. Show them. Show
the
them
top
folks.
Part is like pretty similar to my natural hair. But then, so we were dyeing my hair. We were toning it. He did some balayage and then he toned the whole thing to like knock down the color to my natural, right? And then guess what? My ends literally turned purple, dark purple, like bucket purple.
Yeah.
Because they were porous from the bleach, and we were both like this. The whole time we were both freaking out. I said, "I have to pee." I went to the bathroom. I said, "I have purple hair. I have purple hair." And then we like put some toner on it, like really gold toner.
Like, did
to
he
knock
say
it.
Anything when it came out purple?
He said. The look on his
face. He said, your hair's purple.
He said, your hair's purple. I was like, I used purple shampoo today, but it's like my hair wasn't even like cool tone. It was like brassy as fuck.
Yeah. It's probably
I think it's just
because
it
had been
porous.
Treated so
yeah.
much.
So my ends, so we finally made it a color that grows out of a human scalp, and my ends are still very dark compared to the the top part, but
that's okay.
And anytime that I feel like I'm not supremely beautiful, it's sends everyone me spiraling. Everyone has to die.
Everyone.
You look gorgeous.
Everyone is in danger.
You're a beautiful brunette.
I also got my hair done.
And hers and is I nice.
I got
pretty.
A gloss to aww. Make it just a few shades darker. But I'm a natural brunette, and I don't process my hair. That's not really
something that I have
to do. You
guys could never have chocolate brown hair.
And you might notice that I'm wearing a side part because my friend Yasmin started wearing a side part, and I said, that's so cool.
Well, the thing is, it's very youthful.
I feel so much younger. I feel so much yummier.
I put my hair into a side part today, and I said,
you didn't like it?
No, I did like it.
Oh, but then you changed it back.
I started the side part trend, actually, years ago. Because I'd always wear my hair in a swoop.
Please, I was also wearing a side part at that time.
Oh, were you?
Yes, because Justice used to bully me about it. She said, sister!
Who the hell is Justice?
You know exactly. The sister!
The bitch with three names.
Wear your hair in a middle part.
Well, yeah, and then you told me to wear it in a middle part, so then I did.
Well, listen. It all depends on how it's styled. There's different kinds of...
Hello?
Parts, side parts. Why do you always have a timer?
Because I'm touring and I'm on a website and I'm resetting my availability.
Oh, wow.
Gorgeous photos on beep. Would love to schedule a time on 4/9. How is your schedule? Hi there.
Hi there.
Hi there.
How are you?
I'd love to schedule Christmas.
Something with you.
Hi there, it's relatively.
What?
I was in the vocal ensemble.
That's not what I mean. I don't know how to sing in a group.
Do you want
to
play the game?
What's the game?
You know the game.
What is the game?
Where like I start singing a song and then you like have to like figure out what the song is.
Okay, go.
Okay, ready? Sorry, just 1 second, guys.
Let me close my eyes.
My bag comes first. No, you can't close your eyes because you have to like look at my mouth. Okay, wait.
I don't understand, but
Alabama, Alaska, Arizona, up in here.
Everywhere I go,
I see a little lemon walking across the street. And I say to the lemon, how are you today? And he says, unfortunately, I'm gay.
Oh, I thought it was supposed to be a real song.
No. Okay, now you go.
Okay.
Hello, my darling. I've missed you since that day. Where the bow was sinking fast in you. Almost drowned until that dolphin came. And then I thought the dolphin was going to drown you. But it wasn't, it was my friend. Well, you know where I got that? It was from SNL because Kristen Wiig and Fred Armisen do that.
Yeah. That is fresh.
It's just like fun. You know what we figured out is that she's funny and I'm silly.
Well, that's what
you... And that's why neither of us is individually famous. We have to come as a package.
That's what you think. I didn't say that.
Yeah, well, I said that I figured it out.
Well, I do think you're funny, but I think you're definitely...
Silly.
You're
I'm more silly. Hi, Billy.
Sometimes people don't know that I'm funny because she's so silly. Because
I just suck the air out of her room.
She sucks the air out of her room.
I do.
Which is a decision that funny. I made by being your friend. Because you're the yang to my yang. And it's just like, yeah, I'm an introvert. And like, I like to sometimes be around someone who does all of the heavy lifting. Even though she's annoying.
And she's my buffer.
And I'm her buffer. And then I come in with the... with a line or two here or there.
But like when you make someone laugh, it's like, oh my God, you know?
So sweet.
And when I make people laugh, it's like, oh.
Like, she's crazy.
She's crazy.
What is it?
It's a
pan de chocolat.
Oh my god.
It's a pan de chocolat.
He just gave me the regular fucking pan de chocolat.
What's supposed to be in it?
It was supposed to be an almond pan de chocolat. And guess what? This faggot had pink hair.
Oh.
Is this the place that has the like reindeer?
Really
head?
Good matcha. Yeah. It's like a gorgeous like French bakery with like tin ceilings and like gorgeous, and then they have like
magenta fucking unicorns like on the wall and shit, and like, oh my god, the toilet paper is on the unicorn horn.
Kill yourself.
You know, I gotta be honest, I don't even like pan chocolat that much. I just like
the little chocolate.
I find
bits.
It to be a bit overwhelming.
It has to be warm.
For
overwhelming.
Yes, sometimes I find it to be a little bit too rich. I just watch all of Love on the Spectrum, Cranny, so whatever. You might catch me slipping into like pretending
like
I'm autistic,
like not making eye contact,
right? Because that's my personality. My whole life has just been consuming content and then becoming that.
Well, you know, that's what Connor does.
Yes,
I swear to God, Connor, everything out of his mouth, every other thing is like a line from a movie or a show.
It is. Well, I feel like that's what a lot of them do because it. And you know what I was thinking?
I love a Don.
We kind of do something similar.
I'll
where it's like
light.
When we start speaking in like a voice because it helps us like get through it.
Mm-hmm. To cope.
It helps our us D-I-D. To cope. Yeah. It's like when I start talking in a southern accent. It just
makes
me feel
safe space.
And it's like, yeah, I'm maybe a little bit autistic. You know,
well, you know, there's such a thing.
Not anywhere close to those weirdos.
Those fucking freaks. You know, there's a thing, such a thing as ADHD.
You're right. And there's
autism
so
sprinkle ADHD.
Oh, wow.
Which obviously.
Is that true?
Obviously, I have.
Well, it's a spectrum. And who really decided anyway that these things are like.
Well, you know, the thing is that they're all. We're just putting. Terms,
yes.
Applying language to patterns of behavior.
Right. And those aren't rules.
It's like the same thing as like you can't say that like guys in Sparta and ancient Rome were gay because they had like male relationships. It was
then.
Yeah, it was they didn't have the construct
okay.
of gay.
But you know what? I was just talking to someone about like, Love on the Spectrum. This woman who studied psychology and like works with autistic people. Because I was talking about how even autistic men suck. Like, all of the men on Love on the Spectrum, not all of them. But a lot of them were having, he's kind of a misogynist.
I dyed my hair for Connor. He hates blondes.
It's like, I really like him, but they all have, like, kind of some, like, narcissistic, like.
Well, they're all, like. Tip my fedora to you.
It's kinda, not even you know? That. It's the whole like, oh, you didn't tell me that she was blonde. It's like, yeah, and you're
really
and impression. You're fucking bald.
Yeah.
So what?
You're bald and
is like, oh, your incisor is discolored. And it's like
incisor
okay.
tooth?
Yes. And it's like,
have you looked at yourself?
Yeah, and you're an ugly foot.
And you're an ugly fat fuck.
Like they just were they care about appearance a lot. And this woman that I was talking to told me that there's a theory about autism. And I didn't read up about it.
And we're not talking about the telepathy tapes, honey. They're not. Those autistics are not talking on the hill.
I just heard this like an hour ago, so I didn't research it yet. But there, what I wrote it down. It's called the extreme male brain. Like autism is the extreme male brain.
Notes.
Well, because my phone is recording. And it's like, yeah, a lot of having autism is like an inability to access or portray empathy, which is a male trait.
I'm reading your notes.
Well, that's rude. That's a secret.
Wait, okay, so you said that. I didn't hear what you just said.
Oh, shit.
But you guys did, and that's what matters.
Here's what's really difficult about having a podcast with this woman. She's never listening unless she's talking.
That is not true.
That is true. Leave it in the comments. No.
You have literal poop on your sweatpants.
that is blood because I had an operation. And I would wear my...
It looks like baby poop.
And that's where it's sore because I had operation there. Mm. And I would wear my other sweatpants.
That's where it's sore because I had operation.
But you stole
there.
Them for your operation.
I did. And I did have an operation.
That's okay.
Men are bad.
Men are all bad, even the autistic ones. And also, she's told me that... Most of the time, the male autistic patients are gay, which is exactly what I was thinking when I was watching that show. Because especially with Adon, I think he's...
You think he's secretly gay?
100%.
Males are gay.
Though, like, oh, I don't want to... Yeah, the males are gay. I wrote that down.
With like 3 exclamation points.
He doesn't care about marriage. He's making that up. He hasn't gone on dates with her unless the cameras were there.
And she spilled that tea on TikTok.
Yeah, she did. She left it in the comments.
Good for her.
So I think he's gay, and I think they're all a little gay. Connor's not gay. Connor is going to feel her out.
Coppafeel. Okay, I've only seen episode 1, but I've seen...
You've only seen episode 1?
And like half of episode 2, but I've seen like so many...
It's all on the
shit on TikTok,
which kind of upsets me.
I know.
Me.
Like, it's the Georgie, like the kiss.
Yeah.
Under the umbrella. She's so beautiful. And she really makes him.
She has
comforted.
An ancient beauty. Yeah. She really
eases
him.
She eases him.
Mm-hmm.
Stop.
It's really, I finished it today, literally 15 minutes before I had to go to Pilates. And I was sobbing.
I'm going to finish it when I'm on the plane.
This is the best season because
I'm going to San Francisco tomorrow.
They all find love, or at least get closer than they ever have.
But it's like, if they can find love.
Totally. Sometimes I think it might be easier for them.
Well, sure.
I know that that's not true. They are very selective.
They're very, very selective.
Did you get to Pari yet?
Pari? Is that an Indian?
No, she's the girl who's obsessed with trains.
Oh, no.
Oh, you're going to love
a girl
her.
Who's obsessed with trains?
Yes.
I love
that. And she's
that.
Exploring
she's
her bisexuality.
Yes.
She wants to kiss a girl.
I don't like gay women.
She doesn't like
not
to
when
see
they
it.
Have autism.
It's really sweet, though. She's my favorite one on the show. Okay, you're going to really like you. Her. Her cadence reminds me a lot of,
your
what's
niece?
His name? No. What's his name? The director that everyone hates because he's like a...
Quentin Tarantino.
No.
Sean Baker.
No, the nerd guy.
Nerds.
Annie Hall.
Oh, Woodrow Wilson.
No.
Woody Allen.
Woody Allen. She sounds
well,
a lot like
pedophile.
Woody Allen.
Ew.
Yeah. Anyway, we don't have... You haven't seen it, so we won't talk about it anymore.
I haven't. No.
Do you want to tell them what happened?
Oh, yeah.
It happened to my friend.
Well, you guys, I went to the fucking hospital for like almost 4 days, like 3.5 days, because I flew too close to the sun. Okay, mother? Ooh. Maybe like it's just going to adjust.
You're so right.
Later, you know? It's like,
really
this
bad.
Is actually pretty good.
It's really bad. I'm completely in the shadow.
Oh, well, why don't you turn your cheat your face?
You want me to face this way?
Anyway, I went to the fucking hospital because grand parent, because I fucking exercised too much. Who knew that that could fucking happen? I got something called
rhabdomyolysis,
and basically it means like you overwork a muscle and then it like deteriorates and dumps all of this like enzyme. I can't remember. It starts with an M. But it dumps it into your bloodstream, and then it becomes hyper-toxic to your kidneys, and you can die.
She almost died.
I almost
My
died.
My best friend almost died.
I almost died.
They took her to the hospital, and they said, you can't leave.
They took me to the hospital. I took a fucking Uber to the hospital, because I don't take ambulances in this economy. No. I took an
Did
Uber to the...
Did you feel like you needed to? Were you that
no,
bad?
No, no. But the night before, I was having, like, flu-like symptoms, and I was like, okay, I think I have, like... Because I'd maybe randomly heard of exercise flu before. So I was like, let me look that up. So I looked it up on TikTok, and I found this old lady. She was like, have you ever had the exercise flu, also known as the barbell flu? And I said, yes, this is what I'm experiencing right now. And then I scroll, because you know I live in the comments. That's where I reside. I scroll all the way to the bottom. Someone says,
oh, make sure it's not rhabdomyolysis. I almost fucking died. And I said, what is that? So then I had, of course I had to Google it. And then I was like, oh, I think I might have this. So I went to the ER. I was like, hi. I did this with testicular cancer too. I said, hi, I have testicular cancer. They said, one sec. Oh. I said, hi, I have rhabdomyolysis. And they said, and I did. And they also said, oh, you have a kidney infection from fucking poopy buttholes. And I said, excuse me? Oh my God. And while I was there, it was so crazy. Literally. It's like, oh, I fucked a poopy butthole. It went through my urethra all the way to my kidneys.
Because it's too long.
Because my urethra is too long?
No. Well, yes.
Because the rectum is too long?
No.
Well, now I don't top anymore. I don't top. And also, like, I'm not topping anyone without a condom anymore.
Are you really not topping anymore?
No.
Like, at all?
I haven't been sexy. I haven't been horny. I masturbated literally today for the first time since in a week.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I haven't come in a week.
I don't even know. Well, you know what's crazy is I have been actively lowering my estrogen so I can be more like you.
Well, mine is low.
And now we're trading spaces.
We're never on the same plane at once.
We need to like have, we need enough estrogen that we're like gorgeous. We need to do some sort of
like spiritual bonding ceremony with like ayahuasca or something.
Oh.
Sexually. If you want.
No, I don't want that.
Okay. But we're just so that we're aligned cosmically more. Because you're always like a year ahead of me because you're a year ahead of
you're older than me. You know, I think I've always had this pattern with like my closest friends. Maybe it's a me issue where it's like someone's up, the other one's down, yeah. And bing and bong and boom bitty boom. It's like we're never like
Never aligned.
Like, as far as like our mental health, it's or like our moods.
I'm happy, you're sad, vice versa. I'm feeling really like, because my hair is like not like perfect and like what I wanted. I'm feeling just like a little bit like, oh,
suicidal.
Maybe I should like take a really long bath.
Boiling hot water. Self harm.
I meant slitting my wrist in the bathtub.
It really looks like not bad though.
Yeah, it's not like terrible.
It's just gonna need another coat.
A little bit.
I'm gonna try something with this lighting.
Mother, okay. You're gonna move the mirror. I don't wanna be you. Oh, you're diffusing.
And then most of the light will come from there. So okay. It might be less harsh.
Oh wow, you're so good at what you do.
I did study photography.
She did at a fake school.
I know a thing or two.
So I was in the hospital and almost died.
It was a really scary hospital.
Oh my God. Okay, so when I was in the ER, there was this guy across from me, and literally when I got there, he was like asleep, and a doctor like put one of those thingies on his arm, like a rubber band thing, and was like tapping his arm and stuff. And then he like gave him a shot of Narcan because he overdosed. And I saw all this happen. And it took like half an hour to like an hour for him to wake up. And as soon as he wakes up, I'm gonna do my impression. Completely naked. Standing up, and you're the girl in the next stall in the next bed, and he's just like falls over. And she's like screaming, like he's like falling all over her naked. And he's like trying to find the bathroom because he needs to piss. He's like, bathroom, bathroom. And then this nurse comes over, zero sense of urgency.
She's seen it all.
She literally came over. She said, baby, what, she need you need the bathroom? And he's like, I'm there, stop. And she brings him like a urine canister. He pisses in the corner. And she takes it. And he's completely naked. And I see
for
her
everyone
take
to
it
see.
Away. Yes. And it's full of piss. Like you know how we can store a wine bottle in here?
Sure.
It's full of piss.
Well, good for him for not pissing himself.
And then they sedate him or something. Like they have to get everyone there because he's like, he's being crazy. Sorry. So
sorry to say that, but it's the truth.
Sorry to say it. And then so they put him like back to bed or whatever. And then the cops come and they're like, And he's sleeping because he just fucking overdosed, probably on heroin. And they're like, sir, sir. It's like, he's not going anywhere. Like, what would you, like, what are you doing? They were like trying to wake him up and like screaming in his face. And
that's
like,
gotta be illegal. Fuck? Aren't you supposed to wait for a right, patient it's also to be like awake?
How
and
do we even know that he did anything illegal? What is overdosing illegal?
Well, what are the
criminal consequences?
Are drugs criminalized in New York? I bet they are.
Of course. We should take a page out of Uruguay? Colombia?
Uruguay?
South and some South American country. Veracruz.
Oh, did they make it like,
they
super
decriminalized
legal?
All
oh,
they, drugs. Yeah, okay. They made it super legal.
Make it super legal. They should kill you if they see you on
that's,
heroin.
No, that's Singapore.
Maybe we should do that.
And oh, then, God, you can't say that.
And then there was this one girl who, oh my God, she was such a fucking annoying bitch. She was throwing up. Like I feel like she just had like food poisoning or something. And she was like holding a throw up bag in the hospital. And this is my impression of her. Oh my God. Oh, I'm in pain. I need to see a doctor. Oh my God. I'm gonna die. Pray for me, somebody. For 3 fucking hours while
funny.
I was
it's
like.
Really traumatic.
It wasn't funny. It wasn't funny. It was just
your
annoying as fuck.
Funny,
I was just like, shut the fuck up, bitch. Get in your goddamn bed. She's like, I'm dehydrated. Well, if you were in your fucking bed, maybe they could give you a fucking IV. She really pissed me off. And then I got admitted to the hospital, which is like,
thank God. Did you spend overnight in the emergency room?
No, I got admitted to the hospital. Oh, okay. I had my own room. And then they moved me in the middle of the night because I'm a tranny, which was so great.
No,
they literally woke me up in the middle of the night. They said, my nurse came to my bedside in the middle, like 3 o'clock in the morning. She goes, what is your pronoun? I said, she. Because she didn't say, what are your pronouns? I said, yeah. She. She said, okay. Then she comes back and she goes, we're going to move you. We're going to give you your own room. I said, okay. Did Chassie complain next to me? Because that was my roommate. Yeah. like this older woman with an esophageal tear. And they wheeled me out. And I was so tired. You know, I had a fever. Like, it was crazy. And then I was there. And they had to give me shots in, like, my stomach so my blood wouldn't clot. It was, like, so crazy.
So it was really...
It was really random. And now I can't work out for,
like,
2 months.
And as your best friend, I was really annoyed because... This girl said, we're going to start doing Pilates every day and we're going to join this wellness club and it's going to be cunt. And then she almost dies and she goes, oh, I can't work out with my best friend or go to the wellness
club. Well, it's like we were on a fucking program. We were going multiple times a week. I had to fire my trainer who subsequently left my gym.
Oh, he left. He's got to flee the country. He's going to get sued for pushing you into rhabdomyolysis. You flee the country.
We're gonna fucking find you, BB.
But you know what? I faced my fears. I went to Pilates alone. That's
alone.
Not an easy thing to do.
Insert the alone clip.
A girl like me, very scary. Very scary.
I remember when we first did like mat Pilates or something, and you like couldn't do a sit up or something,
and
I
still
can't. You.
She laughed the very
and that
first.
Scarred you.
The very first time I did an exercise class, because that's not something I want to do. That's so scary to a girl like
and
me.
And I don't know why I laughed. I maybe you know what it was. It's
you were laughing
because
I was
uncomfortable.
Fat. You were laughing.
I was uncomfortable
fat.
With your fatness.
You said this fucking fat pig. She can't do a fucking sit up. And then she put her. Foot on my chest and said, come on, get up.
Did I do that?
No, you just laughed at me. And I was horrified. I wouldn't care so much now because back then it was like, oh, I can't do this because I'm fat. And now I realize, oh, I can't do this because I'm just so out of shape.
Yeah. And I don't think it was ever because you were fat. I think it was because you're out of shape.
No, totally. I have the worst core strength of anyone alive, maybe. Every single Pilates class I go to, which is almost every day, I'm the only girl who can't do the crunches, not like fully.
And that's okay.
And I'm going to work on that.
You're going to work on your vacuum.
Yeah.
And your inner corset.
Yes. And I'm one of those fat kids that was always sucking in, which gave me a rib flare.
It gave me a rib flare, but it also gave me...
You don't have a rib flare.
Oh, yeah, I do.
Oh, surely not. That's not a rib flare, honey.
I do have flared ribs, but also I also have a really tight waist. You've from never seen vacuuming a flared my rib. Whole life.
It is teaching me to suck in my core in a different way now. Keep my ribs flat.
Yes.
I can't afford to have flared ribs as a biological male. It's like it's just too it's too wide. Nothing fits.
Okay, you know who I what's your next topic?
Well, oh, I did have some more things to say about Pilates. It's really not that interesting.
I'm going to have four Drizzylicious and then I'm going to stop.
Okay. I have a couple things to address about Pilates.
Drizzylicious, sponsor us. This shit is so fucking good.
It's
go
really
ahead.
Not that great. Do not bring a man with you to Pilates class unless they're going to sit in the back and they're not going to speak. Okay, because we did a class and this girl brought a man with her. And the teacher, of course, asks, is there anything we'd like to focus on today? And he speaks up immediately and says, upper body.
Fuck off.
This is not your space. You don't get to come in here and say upper body.
Upper body to a group.
I'm a tranny. I can't do upper body.
There's one other. There's a cis woman and us two trannies and this fucking faggot. And he says he wants to do upper body.
It was an attack. He said, oh, there's two trannies in here. Let me make their shoulders even more broad. It's like, I am here to do core, pelvic,
legs,
stability.
Ass.
Thighs.
I'm here to tone my arms. I'm not here to bulk it.
Yes. I am struggling doing Pilates so much because it is actually a lot of upper body. And it's like, yeah, I want to be strong all over.
The thing about Pilates is that it's total body. You know?
It is. And that's a beautiful thing.
And that's beautiful.
But it's also like, I have Botox in my traps. So I can't do both. Anyway. I had that to say, and I also wanted to say that the patriarchy made me believe that I had to wear leggings.
You had to wear leggings, and you that was the dress code.
As a woman in a workout space, I have always felt that it is the only answer. It's like you have to wear leggings, and I hate that because obviously the tuck is popping every single.
And also, it's like. What, God forbid, I want to wear sweatpants one day to Pilates.
And you know what? And then I did one day. And I said, yeah, I'm allowed to do that.
Yeah.
I saw other girls wearing loose pants. But it's kind of not as cunt because, like, you're, like, doing, like, ooh. And
well,
it's, like,
you can't
it doesn't
see your
look,
lines.
You can't see your
you
lines.
You don't feel like a ballerina dancer.
You know? It doesn't look as
and that's
sick
really
when
important.
You're doing Pilates feet.
For free?
Little yellow.
Wait, okay, how much you want to bet the bottom of my feet are
yellow?
Black? Not too bad either. We're so wrinkly.
Well, we're building.
You know what happens? Calluses. You know what happens is when you turn 30, your feet get really fucking wrinkly.
Do you ever give foot
on the
jobs?
Soles? You know, I've given one foot job.
I love them.
Actually, no, that's a lie. I like to give them every session, but I've only ever like given like a serious one.
Yeah, I like to get it right between my toes.
And you know what? I got titty fucked. A few months ago.
I know you did. And that's so beautiful after your journey.
After my journey of everyone telling me to kill myself.
Yeah.
Because I didn't have tits. My eviscerated tits.
And now she can get titty fucked. I've still not really been titty fucked.
I've still not been titty fucked.
Too wide. Unfortunately.
ribs too flared. I actually like Dylan Mulvaney right now.
Yeah. You know what? I find that I agree. I wouldn't say I like her because I'm not consuming
like,
her content
everything
enough,
that I'm seeing of her, like in interviews, I'm like, oh, she's chilled out a bit. She's funny. And she's not taking herself like, she's taking herself more seriously.
Yeah. Well, she's stopped making her entire brand about being trans. It's like, it still is about being trans, but not in the same obnoxious way it was before. That was a really bad look.
Something clicked for her.
And I called it. I actually made a video about her on TikTok like a couple years ago saying like, girl, you need to like dial it back a little bit. You're still in the pink
your
bubble.
Impact.
Like I said, like the first year of transition is a really messy era. It's kind of like misogynistic, to be honest.
Yeah.
Like the things that you portray about womanhood AGP. Is like, it's just like, it's better to kind of be in the shadows a little bit, but I understand most trans women, like, they end up, like, broadcasting themselves a lot more in that period. Yeah, and she agreed. Validation. She saw, and she commented, and she's like, "You're right. I'm just in my messy era." Yeah. And she was.
It's like, and thank God she got out of that.
Yeah.
I'm actually really liking her, you know.
That's wonderful. Yeah. What do you like about her?
I don't know. I think that she's just, I think she's funny now.
Yeah.
I think she's normal.
Yeah.
And she's also like kind of serving pussy.
Oh, yeah. She looks really like good.
She looks gorgeous right now.
Yeah. I like Dylan Mulvaney because she got work done. I only like trans women who get surgery.
Yeah.
That's and a we joke. Were talking, that's a joke.
We were talking with our friend the other day and she was like, "You need to delete the Dylan Mulvaney episode of the pod." And
who I'm said like, that?
Hanny.
Did she?
Yeah. And I was like, I don't even remember what we said about her. Like, was it that disparaging?
I think we've done a couple episodes about her. I don't remember what we said. Okay. But it's, you guys, I don't care. Here's the thing.
You can't read a duel.
No. I'm sure it was terrible. I don't care. You know, this is one of my topics I wanted to talk about. The accountability culture.
Okay, go off.
It's a psyop. It's a psyop.
Wait, break this down for me.
Accountability culture, also known as cancel culture. It's maybe a
it's
less...
It's a psyop.
It's a less severe version of cancel culture. I believe it's a psyop because we're seeing, at least I am, I'm seeing like so much of it on like TikTok right now about things that do not
matter.
I'm talking about people...
Emergency intercom.
Canceling Remy Bader.
Who's that?
She is this girl who used to be fat and make like realistic try-on haul videos. And I'm relatable because I'm
and
fat.
And now she's skinny.
And my clothes look bad on my body. She got weight loss surgery, but she didn't tell her followers and she lost a bunch of weight.
That's none of anyone's fucking business.
Exactly. And now people are like, oh, she was trying to make us all believe that she lost the weight doing hard work. And it's just like, shut
everyone's
up.
On Ozempic.
Why
you
do you care so
everyone
much?
Is on Ozempic.
Here's the thing. People are too invested
in people
other
who are not themselves.
Yes. It's like, it should just be entertainment.
It's
if
just
you're
like,
getting that upset.
How
about
bored
it,
and boring do you have to be
completely.
To focus on someone else's life so intently? Who the fuck cares if I say that Greta Thunberg is a bitch?
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
Like, do I deserve to have my entire career derailed because I said, fuck Malala?
Yeah. Did you watch that?
I did, but it wasn't that
it
crazy.
Was stupid.
It was like, whatever.
Yeah, all of a sudden people are like, emergency intercom like, has changed so much. Drew
it
and
really
Enya
hasn't.
Are like just regular
in one thing,
LA
one little
sip
up. And like, I don't know if it was you who was saying this or someone else, but like having to record a podcast every week is
yes.
like, so I'm going to say shit.
Listen.
I'm under contract. I have to yes. be here.
When you
we're not under contract,
make
but we want
the decision
to, be under contract.
To sit in front of a screen and record yourself on a microphone every week for an hour.
And people
like,
are saying more and more and more.
You're going to start saying things that are just kookier and crazier. And it's not always things that you believe to your core because
no.
you're just saying stuff.
Sometimes I'm just saying stuff.
Just
like sometimes I'm just
out.
Exhausted and I just want to say, Michelle Obama's a man.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. But my point about it being a psyop is because I believe it's like content like that is getting pushed really hard on the For
Go ahead
You
and push
page
for me.
If you're on TikTok. It's like all you fucking see. Meanwhile, all of the insane things that are happening in our country and in the world, you're not seeing. For example, I had no idea that yesterday was like this worldwide fucking protest against Donald Trump. I had no
yeah,
idea.
Why did no one tell us?
I saw nothing about it. And then afterwards, I saw some things about it. And apparently there was like no young people there. The only thing Gen Z cares about is the stupid like online discourse about influencers.
Really?
And
I think
I think that is the government's doing. I think they
well,
own TikTok
sure.
and I think they're pushing that content to keep us all distracted.
And this might be a good... This might be a good transition into the topic that I actually did want to talk about this week, which are conspiracy theories.
Will this fall off if I swing
I
it?
I wouldn't try it. So I don't know if you guys have seen that ContraPoints video where she talks about conspiracy theories and basically she just kind of like shits on them like philosophically and like epistemologically.
Oh wow, good word.
Yeah, the study of knowledge.
Can you use that in a sentence?
It pissed me off. Epistemological reasoning. Basically, she was like, conspiracy theories are like QAnon people. Like, they're just like fucking crazy. Like, the transvestigations, like, they're retarded.
Yeah.
Like, people just have kind of like a sheep mentality and they want to feel like they have power over their oppressor by feeling like they're like in the know of like something esoteric that may or may not exist.
Well, that's so true.
But
it does make you feel special.
Yeah, but like I am a conspiracy theorist and there are some that I absolutely do believe in. Like I'm not like a flat earther. I'm not that retarded.
Yeah, you're kind of heavy on it though. Was that cool when I said that?
Kind of heavy on it.
She's heavy on it.
I'm going to go through a list of conspiracy theories that I actually do believe in.
Okay.
And I want to know if you believe in them as well.
Yeah, of course.
You probably believe in all the same ones I do.
You've gotten a little heavier into it than I have, I would say, at least as of recent. I've had moments, like the JK Ultra, her beginning of her like TikTok, I was kind of getting into it. But now I'm just like, oh, whatever. I don't know.
Okay, this one's really fun. Did you know that there are underground tunnels in LA?
Of course.
And did you know that the elite use the tunnels to drive so that there's no traffic and that there's a Starbucks down there?
I don't know about that one. You believe in the Starbucks underground?
I do.
Who's working there? A slave?
Like Lolita sex doll?
I remember seeing a TikTok from someone who's like, I worked in the underground LA tunnel Starbucks. And it's like, that person would be shot dead.
No, I don't. Well, I don't think it's like, it's
how
not
do
like
they
that.
Get there?
Well, unless they're using, okay. Well, P. Diddy had tunnels underneath his house connected to like other people's houses.
Mansions underground.
Cities underground, honestly. And it's like, this one that I'm talking about is like a highway that's like underneath LA that like
for the president.
For the president. Probably.
Of course.
But like you can like
so they don't get
to like
stuck
use
on
it
Sunset.
Or whatever. Right. But it's like where's the entrance? like a big storm drain?
Wow.
Like the Batcave.
That's a really good question.
Right. Okay, my second one.
Okay.
And you haven't seen the Khloe Kardashian podcast with the alien guy yet?
I know. She's yelling at me.
JFK was killed because he was about to expose
the aliens. I have heard that.
And he was about to expose zero point energy, which is free energy that we got from alien technology that we have.
The pyramids?
Mm-hmm.
Is that true?
Probably.
Is that what they were doing?
Yeah. And also, you can regrow a limb on a person from using zero point energy.
That would be so nice.
But the oil and gas, like all those big wigs, they don't want us to have.
When can we kill the fucking CEOs?
They don't want us to have
of big oil. Just kill them already.
Well, look what happened to Luigi.
Yeah. And can we take a second to say a big shout out to Hannah Einbinder for her speech at the HRC, whatever the fuck that was, because she. Let me tell you something. That
ribbed for
that,
their pleasure.
That whatever that event was sponsored by Big Oil, and she got up
and
there.
She said,
and she
fuck
said,
"You
the slow." I'm gonna hold on. She said, "The slow extinction of mankind, something like that, is because
you got it
of." CEOs of big oil
of name,
with
and
name,
they are men and
they are men with names and they have names.
And it's like, yeah, like who are these people? We don't do enough research into like who is destroying our world. We all know Jeff Bezos, we all know Elon Musk, but who's Henry Fitchinger?
Is that a real?
I don't know.
Exactly.
I don't know.
I'm
because
tired
I don't know.
I'm fucking tired of it. Imagine allowing the entire
clean,
existence
free
to just
energy.
Yeah, is that so much?
And you know what?
For?
Nikola Tesla was putting light bulbs in the ground.
Yeah.
And lighten them up.
Just like the
And
pyramids.
Then Thomas Edison said, fuck you, fag.
Yeah.
Okay. Conspiracy, I possibly believe that the moon landing was a fraud.
Oh, you maybe believe that? Yeah. Danger, danger, danger. Okay, well,
I'm just like, it looks a little too fake. Like, why would there be like such a rumor about like Stanley Kubrick like doing that? They killed him because of Eyes Wide Shut.
Yeah. Well, we haven't seen the extended version. That's like twice as long.
And no one ever has.
Time for a Mandarin.
And it's just like, if you like were to go to the moon, I don't think so. I don't think it would look like that. And also the astronauts, when they came back, they were like, yeah,
it was kind of
went to the moon. Like, they weren't excited about going to the moon.
Well, maybe they were tired. Yeah,
they were tired. That's what everyone says.
I don't know. I think that's really crazy. Of course it's possible that it was fake.
Well, it's also like we were in a space race with like, and we wanted to show world domination,
right?
World power by like sending our astronauts to the moon.
Do I believe that's something that America would do? America would do because we're evil
America,
and we're liars.
America Badu.
Sure, I do believe that. But I also trust my space expert girl on TikTok who's like, you guys are crazy.
Oh, I've seen her.
She's really good.
Yeah, I've
seen her. She talks about space.
Okay. Something I definitely believe in. Nicole Kidman's dad running a pedophile satanic sex ring that
you can find the link to the documentary on our Patreon.
You can find the link to the documentary in our Patreon. The next thing I believe in, shadow governments.
Tell me more
other,
about that.
In other words, global cabals. Cabals, like shadow governments that like the president reports to them.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
And this is what also of what course. The guy, the alien expert on Khloe Kardashian's podcast was talking about, literal shadow governments. And he's like, there are people that are so high up, we don't know who they are. And they are controlling everything.
A global cabal. Of course.
And I'm not talking about Jewish people. They might be Jewish, some of them.
Yeah.
But they're just people, you know? And it's like everything. Remember when we went to that?
Why do they have the power?
Remember when we went to the hot pink man's house and he told us about the border patrol?
Wait, what did he tell us?
He told us that like the like a Democrat and a Republican or something were like on a plane talking about like border control, and they were both like, well, it's not up to us. It's all PSYOP, and it depends on what like the billionaires are doing.
Yeah. Like, it's all crazy. It's all decided by
it's all corporations, decided for us.
Billionaires.
Oh, 9/11.
And that's why lobbying needs to be made illegal.
Wah. What are you going to talk about? 9/11? 9/11, inside job. We all know that. I have a very specific reason, personal reason for believing that it is not even a conspiracy, that it was real, an inside
job.
She's
got insider knowledge.
I have intel, but I'm not allowed to say it because they will come for me. And don't you come for me, Miss
And
America.
Even just saying that right now.
Yeah.
You're probably going to get killed.
Yeah, and so are all of you.
They're going to kill my best friend.
COVID was definitely made in a lab. Oh, shoot me. Oh.
Oh, we're canceling you. COVID was, it killed my grandpa.
Is that a conspiracy?
I'm sorry it killed your grandpa. Like, I really am. Like, it's very sad. That's a very
humanistic thing.
But it's like, remember when all those those doctors were like coming out and saying that the structure of the virus was like part HIV, part the flu, and like part something else. Wow. And everyone was like, no, you're just being crazy. And then it literally,
part
it came,
HIV?
I think it came out. Yeah. It came out that it was actually like designed.
Well, that's
and
the
remember when they
war.
Were telling us not to take ivermectin because they were like, oh, you're going to turn into a horsey. But it's like, ivermectin was actually extremely effective at battling COVID.
And what is
they
the
lied
reason?
To us about? What was we?
What money?
What money? Well, you know, billionaires they increased their wealth by like 200% or something, or 20 times or whatever when COVID happened. They got rich.
I'm
off the
so
pandemic.
Tired of the rich getting so much richer every time there's destruction and devastation and like economic.
Well, that's why
downturn.
Wars are started, honey.
Oh, no,
money,
like, oh, money, honey.
We have to.
Enough! Just do it. I'm going to jail.
Well, you know what I love are those TikToks that are like
the TikToks where they say something without saying
anything.
Yeah,
when they go, I'm not me, but I'm someone.
But someone.
Someone.
Yep.
Something else I believe in, Lolita sex dolls. Someone has had to have either made that creepy pasta from the actual events that occurred, or saw that creepy pasta.
People are creative.
Or saw the creepy pasta.
It's not that crazy.
And then emulated. Because there are people that do that stuff. They're emulators.
Well, I do believe you would have to be a very, you would have to be probably a surgeon to.
Bitch, you know how many surgeons are doing lines of coke off my penis?
Well, that's not the same as cutting off a girl's arms and legs. No limbs. And like blinding her.
Deafening her. And extracting every tooth out of her fucking head. Right. And putting a silicone lining.
We've all done a wine.
And hanging her in a chamber. A Lolita sex doll would look really gorgeous in this.
No, that
right
would
here.
Be kind.
I would
look
like
wax.
A boy. Like a boy, a Lolito.
Yeah.
And he like literally just has like. I give him like Viagra every day, so he's like raging hard cock. No hands, no feet.
Wow, and you could get one of those machines from a med spa that exercises your muscles, so you can make sure
ass.
His abs and his ass stays really tight.
Yeah,
because he'll lose that, you know, because he can't do sit-ups anymore.
Right,
or you make him do crunches every morning, do 100 crunches.
And you have to put a diaper on him
somehow.
Okay, and my last one, which I absolutely believe in, is that aliens live in the center of the earth, but they've already
you
like,
believe
proven that?
That
yeah babe
you believe that aliens live in the center of the
well
earth,
they live in the oceans
magma
yes
they're living in the lava you're telling
yeah,
me
yeah and they live in the oceans they've seen UFOs
okay, well,
fly
ocean?
Into the ocean and go into a volcano.
Ocean and middle of the earth are very
not
different
middle
things.
Like I don't know the fucking what do you want me to say the crust the
under
mantle
the crust.
Did you take biology ecology? they literally live like in the mantle or something, like they live inside the earth, they live in the mountains.
Well, they probably have tunnels just
it's
like
really
we
crazy.
Do
they, and Starbucks.
Yeah, they probably do have a Starbucks.
Okay, what's your next?
That's
topic?
Crazy.
No,
that
I
you
know,
believe.
No, no, it's like so true. They're present and they've been here for a long time, and that's also something that the Khloe Kardashian guy said.
Do you think that we are an alien experiment?
Of course, yeah. Absolutely. Well, look at me.
They made us in a lab.
Part HIV.
Maybe they're. Maybe they're doing some type of experiment on like
this isn't
free
the first
will
time.
And morality.
Could be. This is not the first time that the human race has. This is not the first time that we have been recording on an iPhone.
Why haven't we found the old ones yet?
Because maybe we're not supposed to.
You think they cleared them all out?
Mm-hmm. Like humanity, I feel like. Well, you guys have heard of Lemuria.
Is that from
in Atlantis?
Yeah,
like ancient, like Atlantis sank.
Yeah.
Okay, Diva.
Okay.
Like people have been alive for millions and millions of years, and we are simply a DNA experiment.
Gorgeous.
A DNA experiment of like ape and alien DNA for sure.
Oh wow. Oh okay.
And you know,
that
I've always
sense.
Said that black
so
people
we didn't start
are
from scratch.
Black people are from Earth. And they are pure, and they are closer to the earth. And I know that kind of sounds like a microaggression, but it's really not. Mm. Which is to say that white people are Martians. We're not supposed to be here,
and that's why
and
we're so.
That's
evil.
Why we're so evil, and
oh
that's why
God.
People of color are like normal and sane.
What about the Asians?
Because they're from here.
Where'd they come from? Are they supposed to be here?
Saturn. I don't know. I just feel like it's like white people. We're not supposed to be here.
We're Satan.
And that's not to say that we're special. It's to say that we are a parasite.
Yeah. Okay. Tea, mama.
Okay, what's your next topic?
My next topic is... I got fucked by a robot. Not really, but I wanted to.
Can you strap a dildo on that thing?
I got an AI robot.
Tell me about this because I'm really fascinated.
Yesterday. Because we joined this wellness place that has a robot massager. And it was really... It was so crazy. They give you a like a Katniss Everdeen suit to wear, like
the viral BBL jacket.
It's like that. It's like you're wearing like spandex head to toe.
I love it. You feel really sexy.
So you get the massage wearing that, and it does. Yeah, it was kind of cunt. And then you lay down on the massage table. What did you want to say?
How does it know which spots?
I'll tell you. Sorry. You lay down on the table. There's a camera here, 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 and here with beaming lights shining down on you. And they tell you to lay down with your face in the hole that has like an iPad underneath it.
iPad.
And it goes, scanning now. And the cameras scan your body and looks at where you need work. I said, How does it know? And I said, it just does. That's not even true. I think they lied about that.
I think it's a lie.
But it does scan your body to just like see where all your muscles are.
It can definitely fuck you.
It could, and I would like it to. It felt really good, but I wouldn't say that it felt as good as a human
because
massage.
There was no energy transference.
Yeah, and it's also
no healing energy transfer.
It's also just can't do the same type of intricate movements.
They're gonna make ones with like actual like fingers. Articulated fingers and digits.
Well, this one is designed to feel like elbows and palms, I think. But yeah, a palm massage. But it's really cool because there's an iPad. There's an iPad below your face the whole time.
You watch TV?
Showing like a scan of your body. Netflix. And you can watch like where it's going on your body. And you can also adjust the pressure and everything. And you can say like that. That feels good. Like that.
Wow.
And it learns from like the more you do it.
Learning.
How to give you the best massage.
Do you set up like a user profile so that every time you go
Yes,
in?
Of course.
Oh my God.
I don't set it up. They do it for me because luxury. But yeah.
Aren't you so glad that you joined?
I am glad. I really have to say, I was, of course, on max pressure. It's a little scary because it would like really push into your like
your innards?
Between your shoulder blades. And I was like, oh. Like, what if it just didn't let up and I couldn't breathe? You know, it was a little scary, but it also
That's
was
a Black
like,
Mirror episode.
It got into my glutes in a way that no masseuse ever does because, you know, they never like to go in there. And I was like, oh, my God, this would feel so good if
on
it
my,
just
on
like,
my stinker.
grazed my hole and just put like a little bit of pressure on it.
Oh, you know what you need is a fucking machine.
I know. I would never use that, but in the moment it felt like
I would never use machine.
I don't even have a dildo at home.
I don't do that.
No.
I've got a few of
because it's just like
you know it's really gross.
I'm never
I have a
needing
bag full of
that
dildos
bad.
That I used with a condom, but like on that old guy that had the weird back on the turtle back. And I still haven't washed them.
That's
they're
so
just
you.
Sitting in a Prada bag.
That's so you. Prada. That's all disgusting. Right. But yeah, I bet that soon we're gonna have full on robots,
sexual
robots, because it really did get me
in Japan
going.
In Japan,
they have sex robots.
Yes, of course.
Oh yeah, I've seen.
Can you imagine?
I've seen that
can
actually.
You imagine just like an undulating silicone pussy that's just like.
Yeah.
And you're just like. Oh my Lord.
I kind of like know? I like the concept of it being a robot that isn't like intended to like look like a human.
Yeah. Ooh,
I like
that. Yeah, it's kinky.
Like I'm laying on the table and there's just
you want to get fucked by a monster.
There's these arms.
You want to get
huge
fucked
robotic
by
arms.
Bane from Spider-Man.
It's not even like a creature. It's just machine, like Titan. You know, and it just like a car. It starts like just getting in there, and then on the underside of the table, it's like the hole opens up and it starts milking you, you know, and you're just would that be so bad? Is this allowed to be on YouTube?
I would do it. Yeah, like
whatever, man.
Whatever.
So anyway, really highly recommended. I can't wait for you to try it.
I can't wait to try that. I also like can't wait to like start doing saunas and cold plunges again. Yeah. Like I can't because of my rhabdomyolysis. You guys don't ever exercise too hard. It's not worth it. Mm-hmm. What I think is so crazy, speaking about like robots and technology and whatnot, is that
just checking the time.
Yeah, we'll wrap up. Is that I think it's crazy that people can predict the weather. How do they do that? How do they say?
Well, maybe weather has patterns that
in
can
a
be
week it's going to rain.
Well, that is crazy. Well, I think it's because weather is moving. So if a weather exists from a place where.
Yeah, I'm picking it.
Let's say weather is moving from the
east
North Atlantic,
west.
Moving to the southwest. I don't know if that's true, but let's just say that's what it typically does. They can probably look at what's happening all the way up there. Let's say like in Greenland and say, oh, honey, these clouds are coming down here next week.
I think you're like really right with that.
I assume there's some real science behind
but
it.
But it's just like, how did we...
This is the problem with conspiracy theories.
How did we...
People just say, well,
no,
that sounds crazy. There's no way.
There's no way they could track the clouds.
I haven't
but
done
just
any
like,
research
just
about
like,
it.
Why and where and when were they like, oh, how did, let's track a cloud.
No, totally.
Or like, how do they know what the temperature is going to be that day? All throughout the day.
Yeah. How do they know that?
Like by degree.
Well, I think there's...
You're getting set up to be
weather
in your safe space.
I think they're weather sending. Balloons. I think they're sending little balloons
oh my God.
Up into the air.
The White Lotus finale is tonight.
Oh no!
I can't wait.
Hour we and should a half. Go have that.
Yummy, and then
yummy,
watch.
Yummy, and then watch.
Yeah, and then I kiss you, and then I have to go to San Francisco tomorrow to go suck dick and cock.
I'm sad that you're leaving.
I know. I actually just I'm like so like.
Like why did I do that?
Yeah. Like really, I was just like meep meep meep. I'm going to all these places, city. Yeah. Now they're clad.
You just wanted to make a bunch of money.
Yep.
Before we travel. So I got that. But things are really picking up in the city.
Yeah. Well,
don't,
they
wouldn't
happen.
Because
yeah.
It's spring.
Wouldn't you say?
It's springtime, honey. And the men are horny.
Okay, what's next on your list? Love on the spectrum. Yeah, we talked about
don't
that.
Look at that. That's private.
What about the youth?
We talked about that. This okay. is all. It's over.
Well, it's been about an hour. And
was there anything that you missed?
No, I'm just like, I'm kind of in a mood today.
Yeah, she's over it.
And obviously you can tell.
You did really well.
Well, you know what? I did smoke before this.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Well, whatever we smoked last time was really great. I told her she wasn't allowed to be high this episode because she was... Because
you guys saw the last one.
Really crazy.
Really.
Our first episode back, I was like, ooh.
Rye.
You know, it's difficult.
Yeah, but I feel like I'm like a wet blanket right now.
Oh, I think you're doing great.
Okay.
You're doing wonderful. No. Bye.
Bye.